The Florida Accounting Information Resource, or FLAIR for short, was created to manage the state's payroll, inventory, and expenses in 1979. And Christina Smith, the director of accounting and auditing at the Department of Financial Services, likens learning how to use FLAIR's 35-year-old software to speaking a dead language.
I had a cheat sheet that told me the numbers that I needed to plug in, and that cheat sheet was 50 pages long. And as I would do the bills, depending on what bill I was paying, I would know what codes to put in. So it takes time to learn the numbers.
The state pays to train programmers and users like Smith to learn FLAIR, sometimes taking as much as 2 years to get them up to speed. And Jack Miles, former secretary for Florida's Department of Management Services, says that's not the only extra expense associated with FLAIR. He says agencies often waste resources creating new technologies to make their own systems compatible with FLAIR.
So you have relatively modern technology in My Florida Marketplace as well as People First, and you have very, very outdated technology that you have to feed. Therefore, you've got middleware that you have to create in order to, my words here, kind of dumb it down.
So why hasn't the state moved to change FLAIR? Actually, it has, at great expense and to little avail. During former Chief Financial Officer Alex Sink's tenure, the state spent close to $100 million taxpayer dollars on a failed replacement. And Umatilla Republican State Senator Alan Hayes says that might make officials wary of another attempt to change the accounting system.
The staff that was here when that project bombed certainly remembers it. And you know, that's one of the fortunate things is we have very good staff working with us and for us, and we can rely a whole lot on what they say. There's definitely a very large precautionary attitude toward this next system.
Hayes, who is the vice chair of the Government Oversight and Accountability Committee, says lawmakers will examine other states' accounting systems and a study commissioned by the legislature last session that's due out in March to determine the best course for replacing FLAIR in the years to come. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Ryan Benk.